Let's see. Next up is Peter Blair. I'm going to move Mr. Blair over. Welcome, Peter Blair.
Thank you. Can you hear me?
We can. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. So good morning, Senator Brenner, Representative Tucker, and members of the Environment and Natural Resource Committee. My name is Peter Blair. I'm a staff attorney with Conservation Law Foundation Zero Waste Project. Thank you for the opportunity to speak in support of LV 1639. Over three decades ago, the Maine legislature grew increasingly concerned about the amount of out-of-state waste entering Maine. To protect Maine from becoming New England's dumping ground, the legislature passed a law that prohibited the development of new commercial landfills and restricted the capacity of state-owned landfills for Maine-generated waste. This forward thinking was absolutely necessary because our neighbors are constantly looking outside of their borders for new disposal options. Each year, Massachusetts exports 24.2% of its waste to other states, while Connecticut, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, and Vermont all export over 25% of the waste they produce to other states. Moreover, this trend of exportation is only increasing. Between 2012 and 2019, the amount of trash Massachusetts exported nearly doubled, rising from just over 1 million tons in 2012 to just under 2 million tons in 2019. Briefly, I would just like to address the Commerce Clause issues because I know it has been brought up. This bill would not violate either the Interstate Commerce Clause or the Dormant Commerce Clause. First, because it does not unduly burden out-of-state interests. It is not overtly discriminatory, and there are significant benefits to the state's interests which outweigh any burden on interstate commerce. The Interstate Commerce Clause does not limit state actions when it comes to protecting itself. It really just requires fairness of treatment. Additionally, we are talking about a state-owned public resource, the Juniper Ridge Landfill, and under the Commerce Clause, states have significant control over the management and uses of these facilities. Much of the waste that's coming out of coming into the Juniper Ridge Landfill, as you've heard, is construction and demolition debris. Massachusetts and Vermont have banned the disposal of this waste in their states, and New Hampshire has banned the incineration of this material. These bans were imposed to both improve recycling and protect public health. This is because construction and demolition debris is very toxic. This waste contains harmful chemicals, toxic solvents, adhesives, pigments, and coatings that are used to treat this material. In fact, many of the chemicals used in this are often considered hazardous waste. However, they are not carefully sorted and generally result in being left into the normal construction and demolition waste stream. So clearly this is a problem, and the main problem is that this material is creating leachate. Landfills never contain leachate permanently. They are going to leak. According to the US EPA, once a landfill begins leaking, leachate generation can continue for thousands of years, perpetually polluting the surrounding environment. In fact, landfills developed by the Roman Empire over 2,000 years ago are still producing leachate and polluting the environment today. In conclusion, despite the intentions of the legislature over 30 years ago, Maine is still under siege from harmful and polluting out-of-state waste. The only difference is now Maine residents are footing the bill for this disposal. What's more, this waste is threatening communities and the environment surrounding Juniper Ridge. LD 1639 will remove the influx of out-of-state waste and preserve capacity for Mainers. CLF strongly supports this bill and urges you to vote ought to pass. Thank you for your time and consideration. I'd be happy to answer any questions you have.
Okay, thank you so much. Are there any questions for Peter Blair? All right, I'm not seeing any. Thank you for joining us. Next up is Bill Lippincott.